We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are always 24/7 featuring the stories and the around entrepreneurship, and that's what we care about. When I'm not on the radio, I am a chairman of the board, CEO of Mage LLC, and that job too is all about entrepreneurship. So I spend my day just talking to entrepreneurs every day for, I don't want to tell you how long, probably too long, to, yeah. according to some people. Our next guest, you hear them in the background a little bit, the rowdy group today, is Ronak Mosand and Jug Vajarodaya.
That's the best pronunciation.
Got to do it slow, though.
Yep, thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
And that's Part Loco, Inc., and you got to tell me, what's Part Loco? I mean, I got an employee who's Part Loco. Not full loco.
Everyone's loco.
He's Part Loco. He's not full loco.
Yep, yep. So Park Loco is a data analytics software as a service for parking companies. So basically what the software does is it uses the existing data at the parking locations, and using that, it uses machine learning algorithms to tell owners and operators how they should be pricing, how they should be staffing. So basically the software gives them insights on how to run their business more efficiently using data.
So it's not... This is for the B2B business operator
yes.
of the parking lot.
Absolutely.
Yes. I was thinking that if my father was still alive, this would be the software for him, because once a month he would call the police and say my car was stolen. And they would say to him, different last name, they would say to him when he was calling, Mr. Shaffron, please look for your car again. We're sure it's in the neighborhood. He just would always forget where he parked his car.
Yep.
Sort of like Chris, if he had a car. But so how did you get into this business?
So 3 years ago, both me and Ronak moved to the U.S. to attend a master's degree at Brown University. So it was a master in entrepreneurship. And I was there for the first 6 months. I got a car, but during that 6 months, I got 9 parking tickets. So it was really ridiculous.
Man, you'd make me look good.
Yep. It was ridiculous to find parking in a small town like Providence. It's almost impossible to find parking. So that's kind of initiate the idea of Park Loco. That's where me and Ronak came together and yep. kind of wanting to solve this parking problem. So
it's a marriage made in a parking lot. How romantic. <Yeah. laughs>
Not so much, but yes, it is.
Love at first ticket.
Yes, exactly.
Love at first ticket. Yep. Yeah, and I come from Mumbai. I've been seeing first-hand parking problems all my life.
So you didn't come from the same country. You came from different parts of the planet.
Yes.
And you came together due to the same problem.
Right. Yes. Yes. So both of us, like Jug said, we met at Brown University. We were a part of the same cohort. And we saw the parking problem, spoke to a lot of owners and operators, and decided there's an opportunity there.
Yeah. So actually, the first idea that we came up is that we want to create this parking app that helps people find parking spots in real time. But what happened is that we kind of like type in parking app in that Google box, and there's like
25
parking apps out there already, and they're really well funded. So we think that maybe that's not the way to solve parking problems, yep. but we did some market research, talking to many parking operators, many parking lots, and we had a chance to go into their system and see that it is kind of crazy and very old.
So how do you divide up the roles between the two of you? You're clearly both very strong people,
yep.
or at least one of you is. strong personalities.
Yep. So the way both of us, we are business people, so we look after the business. I usually handle product and fundraising.
I do operations, sales, and marketing, mostly.
Right. And how long have you been in operations?
About 2 years now.
Are you making revenue?
So we're going after a different route. We are going after partnerships. We are a venture-backed company. In about 6 months, we'll start making revenue, but it would start at a huge scale instead of going like organically. It'll start at a scale, basically.
Interesting. So tell us about the funding round. What was that like for you?
It's a lot.
I don't get to ask
fun.
That question all the time.
It was a fantastic learning curve. A lot of it is so much social science. The messaging has to be accurate. You have to get your timing right. So we've got a huge support from Boston investors. The community has been fantastic. All our investors, even though both Jug and I are very, very young, they've taken a risk, and we understand that they truly believe in what we are. Mm-hmm. We closed our round earlier this year, and things have been great since then. It was our seed round of funding, and it was mostly supported by the Boston community.
Is this your last round or the round before the next round?
It's the round before the next round. I think it's always the round before the next round. So
when do you see positive revenues?
Early next year. Early next year, we think we'll get really good revenues
now,
coming in.
I assume the revenue model comes from the parking lot owner companies. So give me a sense of if I owned, let's say, some parking lots in downtown mm-hmm. Boston, how would our contractual relationship work?
Sure.
How would I be paying you?
Right. So it's a software as a service business. So there's going to be a monthly fee involved for using our software
like
as
Uber.
A service. Yep, exactly. So depending on the size of your location, because from an ROI standpoint, it's important for us to take into consideration how big a location is, because a bigger location would make a lot more money than a smaller one. So it would range anywhere between $250 to about $700 per month, depending on the size of the location and how busy it is. So depending on that, the price would vary from location to location.
That's pretty indecisive. Would it be a contract, though?
Yes.
How long would be my contract? Let's say I have two parking lots downtown,
mm-hmm.
500 cars each.
Yep.
It's not a bad size.
Yep.
Is it a monthly contract, a yearly contract, a multi-year contract?
Right.
How does it work?
So it's going to be a yearly contract with...
She's going to kill you outside for not being more direct.
No. It's going
I know who the tough one in that group is.
She's the tough one, hands down.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an annual contract, but obviously there's a 30-day out period. They're going to be billed on a month-to-month basis, and on an average it would be $1 per space per month. So, for instance, if it's about 500 spaces,
not so bad, is it?
It's not. But the market's huge, and the way we are setting us up is we want to work at a scale so that way the company can scale very quickly.
Well, I'm just thinking about target markets. You know, if you're selling it to a parking lot owner in Boston, there's enough margin in there for to make money with them. If you're selling it to a parking lot owner in Providence, there's less money for that dollar a spot.
Yep.
I am always amazed by my parking lot bills, and I will be in Providence tomorrow morning.
Got it.
I'll be parking tomorrow morning, and when I leave, I'll be going like, wow, it was almost worth the drive.
Yep.
So it must be harder to sell in certain markets.
Yeah, that's the reason why we gave a variable price, because obviously it should make sense from an ROI standpoint.
Right. Are there any other partners other than the two of you?
There's six of us right now, actually.
Six partners?
No, it's three partners, three co-founders. So the main co-founder is me, Ronak, and our CTO, Don Locker. So he's the one who brings the experience into the to the company. He's a little bit on the older side than us. He's been with three successful startups in Philadelphia already. So this hopefully would be his fourth.
Interesting. Very interesting. So play it out for us. What do we, you know, we're gonna, let's pretend we're having you back. It's 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
What are we gonna see?
You're gonna see a pretty awesome company that's not just helping owners and operators, but also it helps drivers find parking spots. Eventually, the data is going to be used in such a way that as a driver, there's more transparency in the industry. You can see what the prices are being offered. You can make a better decision around parking. But the first step to do that is to improve the software infrastructure on the supply side. Through that, in 2 years, hopefully when you're driving to Boston, you'll be seeing all the different locations on your cell phone or in your car, and you'll be making a much better parking decision. And that's what we hope to bring to the table.
Well, you know, we're having another entrepreneurial show with the Hatch Center in Providence in the next month. And I'd like to ask you right on the air if you'd be willing to come and attend that show as well and promote your business.
Would love to.
That would be a good opportunity for us too.
Oh, great. And that's sponsored by the Home Loan Bank. So that would be a wonderful opportunity. We'll schedule that before you go today. If someone wants to find you before that, how would they find you?
So you can contact us at info@parkloco.com. So you can request a demo or ask any questions. The email will go through both me and Ronak. And also you can visit...
Checking all your emails too. Yeah.
And you can also visit our website, www.parkloco.com. And also our Twitter page is Parkloco App.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us.
My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.